Good.
I forgot to. Clothing. I have to take off the.
Oh, the preemptive with Hasna afterwards. Oh. I didn't get reminded.
I forgot. Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to do really the Chazon Ish about the order of Matan Torah. There's a siman of Chazon Ish, Kuchav Hei, and I only got three lines, because from the first three lines already I have so much that I couldn't get too much further. The first line already, he says, I'm going to say over the Ramban. The Ramban, we mentioned that you would have probably wanted to hear something that we said to me. Okay, the said over the Ramban from Parshas Yisroi. So he starts off with an opening remark. He says, "Lefi the Ramban, noy adu bechamishi." They were miyached the yoim hey sivon the shmuel dvar mipi Hashem, to hear the Torah from Hashem. Now I read that line. Hey, Sivan, what's going on over here? That's the wrong day. Shavuos is a machloikas kayadua, which day the Torah was given, 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan. According to the Chachamim, it was given on the 6th. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was given on the 7th. Nobody says it was on the 5th. So the Chazon Ish just writes that like that. I was looking around in the Rambans to see where is this Ramban that he's quoting. And then I reminded myself that I was oimid on this a lot of years ago, and I think I know what he's talking about. What he's talking about is like this. The Gemara already says that on the Rosh Chodesh that year, let's talk about, according to the Chachamim, was on Monday. Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Monday. Nothing happened. They just rested up from the Torah HaDerech. On Tuesday, Beis Sivan, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Atem Risem, Es Kol Asher Sisi L'Mitzrayim, Vo'esa Eschem Al Kan Fein Eshorim, if you want to be Malachas Kehanim, V'Goy Kodesh, that was on Tuesday. That was Beis Sivan. I'll go by the day of the month. It makes it easier. Beis Sivan. Then it says that Moshe Rabbeinu came back. Vayoshev Moshe es divrei Omer Lashem. On Gimel Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu said Vayoimru kol asher divrei Hashem nasa. So they say, we want to do it. Vayoshev Moshe es divrei Omer Lashem. That was Gimel Sivan. Vayoymer Hashem al Moshe, Hinni boi lecha ba'av ha'onan. Ba'avur yishma'on b'dabri imach, v'gam b'cho yaminu lo'ilam. Vayoshev Moshe es divrei Omer Lashem. So the Gemara asks, Moshe Rabbeinu, nothing happened. What's Vayoshev Moshe? He already told them that they said Naaseh. And Hashem says, I'm going to come in the Av ha'onan. What's Vayagid Moshe's Dibri Om? He already said it. Zokti Gemara, Shma Mino, there's like a chaser over here. That what happened was that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu together with, he like said two things together. I'm going to be Baba Ava Onan and all that. Plus, tell them that they have to start doing a Prisha. You know, start getting ready the 3 days of the Hagbah. So then on the fourth day of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayaged Moshe as Divrei Omer Lashem, that they accepted the Prisha. That Vayaged was the next day, really, that they accepted doing the Prisha. And then Hashem told them the rules of the Prisha. I'm valid. And the Prisha actually happened starting from Hay. And it went for Hay. Well, it went the night of Dalit, or Lehay, you know, Wednesday night, whatever. Or Lehay and Hay. Or Levav and Vav. and Or Lezayin. One second, I'm missing one because you have to have six. You have to have 72 hours altogether. So it must have been Dalet itself, right? No. Half of Dalet, the whole hey, oh yeah, there you go. There you go. Right. So in other words, the night of the half of Dalet, two whole, hey and vav, and the night of Zion, and then they had their whole 72 hours, and then they had the Matan Torah Shabbos morning. Right? This is, oh, you mean, you're right. According to the, right. And according, you said good. And if you say vav, then they didn't need 72 hours. They go like the Shita, because the Gemara has this machlekes. How many hours did they need? So if you hold they needed 72 hours, because that's the whole Indian is when the Isha would be tar, because of Paletus, in case she's a Paletus, Shechvazera, if you need 72 hours, then you go with Rabbi Yossi. So they had, like we just worked it out, and then they'd had Shabbos morning. According to the Chachamim, they say, we don't need that much. You don't need 72. So Memela, they had enough hours already, Vav in the morning, so that even though they only really had Dalet at night, and one whole hay, and Vav at night, that's also enough. Memela, the Gemara has different amounts, how much, but they don't need 72 hours. So Memela, they were already ready, Vav. That's the Gemara, that's the way the Gemara has it. Comes along the Ramban, Ala Torah, and he says his own shot. He says, what does it mean? He says the Gemara's Kasha. What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu is Vayoshev es Divrayom? And then Hashem tells him about that Mababon, and then he goes, Vayagin Moshe es Divrayom. There's nothing more to say. He already told him. Zok there, he has his own shot. He says, what happened was like this. Moshe Rabbeinu came up there, Vayoshev Moshe es Divrayom means with the words of them. With the words of the means he had it in his pocket. He had what to say from the meaning he came up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ready to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they said Nas. But Hashem didn't even ask him, Ma'ano, what did they say? Because Hashem knew what they said. So Hashem just went straight ahead and said, Hinei Nibayi Lecha Ba'avonon, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to speak to him. After Baruch Hashem finished saying what he had to say, then he said it. Vayagid Moshe, then he taka said it, that they're going to listen to you and all that. So it's not shver, the two of them. Because he never said it the first time. I saw in Dazakanim also goes with that derech, very close. He says, Vayosha Moshe Saam. So he was about to say it. It's like there, Amalu HaKadosh Baruch Hamtein, wait a minute, I want to tell you something. And then the Bishop told him, then he said it. So now, according to the Ramban, he gained the day, right? Everything is like a day earlier because the Gemara made it into 2 days. And according to him, he gained the day. So now, the first question is, what's going on? You're arguing with the Gemara? Number one. Okay, that's not the world's first time. The Ramban does say in many places, Pashup Shop things, not like the Gemara. But besides for that, but how are we going to, now we're all off schedule. Now the whole Matan Torah is going to be a day off. How are you going to work it out over here? How's he going to work it out? So, really, if you look into it, it mamish is a hatzola gedoyla with the Ramban. And it fits with the Gemara, with the halacha, with the psak. And here I'm going to say over the world-famous Magen Avraham's Kasha, that the Magen Avraham says that we know that Lahalocha and Hilchas Nida, we paskin that you do need 72 hours. And that's the whole Indian of why Isha only starts counting Zayin Nikim after 5 days. That's to be safe that you have 72 hours. It's a whole chumriz to make sure, but it's based on the Indian of 72 hours. So if you need 72 hours, the only way the Gemara works that out is Rabbi Yose. Because if you, like we just figured it out, right? You have the, you know, or we just figured it out. So that would mean that lahalacha, the Torah was given on Zayin Sivan. That's not what we do. We have Shavuos on Vav Sivan. That is the famous Magen Avraham's kasha. So what does Magen Avraham say? He says, Vaisdais, really, we hold that you don't need 72 hours. Which is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, Paskins, you only need, the Rambam holds 36 hours is enough. In Hilchos Nida, we do 72 hours, Chumris Ba'alma. But really, we don't really hold that. That's his answer. But that is a big chiddush, because if you look in the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Nida, he brings the Rambam, and he brings all the other Rishonim, says, V'chivan sheharambam yechidohu, v'chol harishonim cholkin alav, halacha kedivrei harabim. Doesn't look like he's saying it's a chumra. It sounds like he's really saying that we hold like the shita of 72 hours. So, l'chayra, the Magen Avraham's kasha is a pretty good kasha. So, there is a teretz that's given from Ri Ibn Shoev. That's one of the Talmidei HaRashba. There's a Sefer Chidushit Ri Ibn Shoev. I don't know how to pronounce it exactly. Shoev, Shin Vav Ayin Yud Beis, something like that. Shuv? It's Shuv? I don't know. I don't know these. This is Talmud of the Rashba. Okay. However you say it. So he writes that, no, the answer is that we really hold, like Rabbi Yosei, that the Torah was given on Zayin Sivan. And Shavuos is not the day that the Torah was given. But that's all. Shavuos every year is a day early. Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Very good. So the Ibn Shoev asked that. So he said, we didn't say Yoy Matan Torah Seinu. We said Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's the Zman of Matan Torah. Okay, now, of course, everybody says, Pshatim in it. Because it's not like for Bechinim, because according to Rabbi Yosi, the way it works is, the Gemara says, that really Hashem set out that it should be a day earlier. It should, to give the Torah and Vav. But Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of this thing with the Pilatus, so he pushed it off to Zion.
How does that work out with the sphere condo?
You mean, it comes out that that year, really, Shavuos was 51.
Right. And specifically, though,
yeah, well, because the Torah says count 50 and then it will be Shavuos, which is true, because Shavuos is Vav. In other words, it comes out according to the way the Ribbon Shoev learns. The story is like this. Shavuos, we passed in like Rabbi Yosi. Hashem originally, historically, gave the Torah on Zayin Sivan. But Shavuos every year is a day earlier. Every year Shavuos is on Vav Sivan for us people. And that's 49 days with 50 days. Meaning Hashem said, for the doyers, we're doing it my way. Right? The way Hashem wanted it. Hashem really wanted Shavuos to be the first time also on Vav. So that's how we're doing it every year. That year, Moshe Rabbeinu pushed it off a day.
Shavuos is not tied
in the Chumash. You mean, in the Chumash it's not. It's just, in the Chumash not. Right? It's just to hit the Magen Avraham. But it's, what do we do with the word Zman? Okay, so Zman, what are you saying?
Nusach
HaTfilah. You're right. It doesn't say it in the Torah,
B'Feirsh.
Yeah. I think he even mentions in his Joshua this thing. He says, that's why it doesn't say B'Feirsh in the Torah, because it really wasn't the day that the Torah was given. That's what he says. Lamaise, if you look L'Moshal and Rashi, in Megillah, we're going to have later, Alam et Alf, where it talks about Kriyas HaTorah. So we know that we link Kriyas HaTorah Aseres HaDibros on the first day Shavuos. On the second day Shavuos, we do Aser Ta'aser, right? From Re'eh. So Rashi says, why do we do it that way? It's like, Rashi, because you want to lay it on the day when it really happened. Rashi for sure says, it really happened on Vav Sivan. Okay. So, it would be nice to say that Shavuos is the day of Matan Torah, right? Zman Matan Torah is saying the Pashup Shah sounds like, and that's what it says in Rashi and Megillah. Anyway. So what the Ramban really did for us.
I find the same idea by Pesach too, really. Because Pesach really is out of order. It's not the time it really, it's not the time they left.
What do you mean by that?
I'm saying it really came after Sukkot. I mean, I'm
Oh, you mean sukkahs you're talking
right.
about. You mean
right.
sukkahs, you make the sukkahs, and really they
That's
left
right.
much earlier.
So it's really the same thing. I mean, it's more, that even there, it's even worse. Not worse, but I'm saying it's even much more.
You mean, there's a kasha, right? The
right.
same type of kasha. Why do we make sukkahs then if
right.
we already went before?
Right.
They talk about it. There's two roots in the Torah, sure. The Torah talks about the kasha. Yeah, it's
the same idea, though.
Okay, but there, it doesn't say it's the day we left Mitzrayim, right? No, here it says, Ma matan Torah seinu. So how do you say that if it's the real Torah was given the other day? So really, the Ramban is mamish ahatzolah gedayel. The pshat is like this: the Gemara is working everything out according to what the Gemara is trying to do. The Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Yosi, the way it worked was that there was two separate days, like the Gemara says, one was Vayoshev, one was Vayagid, and they started on Dalid, and then they had one night and two whole days and one night, and everything works out to Zion. And then the Gemara brings down Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who's the Chachamim, that he holds, you don't need 72 hours. You don't need so many hours. So Memela also, same thing. But the Gemara Taka didn't work out. How do we do it? Lahalacha. How taka do we work things out lahalacha? Meaning, lehalacha, we need 72 hours. And lahalacha, we also go with the chachamim, that shavuos is above sivan. So what do you do now? The teretz is, zok the Ramban, lehalacha, psha is you gain a day. And the way it works out lahalacha is taka like the Ramban and Chumash. Meaning that you... Everything is back a day. So Memela, the night before Gimel, from Gimel to Dalid, you have. Then the whole Dalid, the whole Hay. And the night before Vav, and there's your 72 hours. So Memela, that's the answer to the Kasha of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is saying, but we hold 72 hours, so how could we say Vav is Shavuos? Teretz is Ayin Ramban, I'll tell you. Teretz is that we hold that you don't err on that day. How are you going to say you can't argue with the Gemara? You're not arguing with the Gemara. The Gemara didn't discuss our psak. The Gemara discussed Rabbi Yosi's way, and the Gemara discussed the Rabbanan, if the Rabbanan hold that you don't need 72 hours, and the Gemara at Taka never spoke about. What do you do if you pass in those two things together? If you pass in what we hold, la halacha, you can't use those things in the Gemara. Then you have to do it to Ramban. Memela, Ramban is lihalacha. It's mamash lihalacha. Not only that, but now the Ramban solves the problem of the machzah shekel right there in the Shulchan Aruch on the bottom. He makes a nice kash. He says like this. If you read through the sugya, it turns out that Rabbi Yosef says that Moshe Rabbeinu added a day, but the Rabbanon hold he didn't add a day, so it ended up taka on vav. The only one who says that they added a day, that's only Rabbi Yosef. Okay, and taka, according to Rabbi Yosef, there was 51 days till Shavuos that year, like we went through just before. And according to the Rabbanon, Pashup Shat, there was regular 50 days that year also. But he says it doesn't work out. Something doesn't work out. Right. He says like this. Let's figure out what we do for Shabbos HaGadol. We say Shabbos HaGadol, what happened? They took the sheep, right? It says in the Chumash you have to take the sheep on the 10th of Nisan. And we say that was Shabbos HaGadol, that was a Shabbos. Okay. Now let's do a little math of a calendar. Nothing too hard. It's pretty easy. If Shabbos HaGadol, this is even I could do. Shabbos HaGadol is 10th of Nisan. So what day is Pesach?
Thursday.
A Thursday, is that right? Because if Yud Nisan is Shabbos, then you have 5 days later is Pesach. Okay. Now, if you have a Thursday Pesach, what day is Shavuos going to be in the calendar? So this much I know. Atbash, I know, right? Aleph Pesach is always Tisha B'Av. Beis Pesach is Shavuos. Always, let's say this year. what was the first Seder was Matzah Shabbos, right? So Beis Pesach was Monday, right? So Memela Shavuos will be Monday. Okay, so some problem here. If Pesach was Thursday, then Friday should be Shavuos, and it wasn't. It was Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yossi,
according to Rabbi
Yossi, it's okay. You're right, but he's saying the Gemara says right. Kuliam, the Gemara says everyone agrees on Shabbos. So he has, according to Rabbi Yossi, everything is perfect. He's saying because Rabbi Yossi says that they had a late Shavuos that year, that Shavuos was pushed off a day by Moshe Rabbeinu, was Zayin Sivan. So he's okay, but he says he knows. He says that. He says, but how did Rabbanan work this out? How did Rabbanan work out? Something's wrong. Zok the Machtis HaShakol. Look through the sugya there. Look through the sugya, and you'll see that the Gemara has a Manda Omar, that year, they made an extra day. They had 30-day year. They had Iber month. Right. So we must hold that way, Lamaisa. That's what his answer. So Memela, there was an extra day, even like the Rabbanon, it comes out it was really 51 days. That's what we have to say. So the problem is, it doesn't fit to the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi says that Moshe Rabbeinu added a day. The Rabbanon, in the Gemara, he didn't need to add any day. If he didn't need to add any day, then you can't say that without adding a day was 51 days, because then why is Shavuos 50 days every year? According to Rabbi Yossi, you say, okay, the pshat is Hashem made it every year the real way out it's supposed to be. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu pushed it off that year, every year it's 50. But if you're telling me that even according to the Rabbanon, it was 51 days, so what's 50?
Well,
the machlokes is if it was vaviyaras. Yeah, right. Right, right. What's the whole thing? The Gemara, you can't touch the Gemara. Avada. The Gemara is going to tell you that those Rabbanan in the Gemara learn, there was no such thing as Shabbos or Gadol. It wasn't. It was Sunday. It wasn't Shabbos or Gadol. It was Sunday, and it's 50 days, everything the Gemara's way, and that's the whole thing. It was no added days, and it was exactly 50, and Taka Pesach was a Friday, and you know, Sunday was wasn't Shabbos HaGadol, it was Sunday HaGadol, and what Friday was Pesach, and Shabbos was the second day Pesach, and Shavuos is 50 days later on Shabbos, everything normal. La halacha, we do Shabbos HaGadol. It's a siman in Shulchan Aruch, right? That's the whole siman, right? Karin lo Shabbos HaGadol. We do Shabbos HaGadol. So zok the machzor shekel, what's going on with us? Teretz is, we hold there was 51 days. What does that mean? We hold that Moshe Rabbeinu added a day. What does it mean we hold Moshe Rabbeinu added a day? Because we hold that you need 72 hours. So we hold that Indian that okay, Rabbi Yosef did it his way, that he added a day and he ended up with Zion, because he learns like the Gemara that we started a day later, right? That we started the night before, you know, Oyer Lehei. So we did a night and hay and vav and a night. So he ended up with Zion. We la halacha do the same thing. Push everything back a day. We start a night orle dalid, dalid hey, orle vav, and then vav. Which also means Moshe Rabbeinu added the same day for the same reason. that part's the same thing. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah on Friday. That's how we go. And Moshe Rabbeinu pushed it off to Shabbos. And Memela, it's the same thing. We do Shavuos 50 because that's what Hashem wanted to do. And that's how we do it every year. So Bekitzer, it explains the Machzor Shekel. What I'm saying from the Ramban explains the Machzor Shekel, and it also explains the answer to our whole Shavuos. Basically, the way that we do it is, we also learned that there was 51 days, and it ended up on Vav Sivan. Why? Because we had an extra day in Iyar. Rabbi Yossi did the exact same kind of 51-day thing, but he had a plain Iyar, so he ended up on Zion. So really, we're pretty close to Rabbi Yossi, which is normal, because we passing like Rabbi Yossi, that you need 72 hours. Just that we hold Vav Sivan, because that's what the Chacham say, but Shisha B'Sivan Nitna. So we hold that. Shisha. So we do the same thing as Rabbi Yossi did, really. Okay, so we call it Shisha B'Sivan. He says it was Zion Sivan. We say it was Shisha B'Sivan. Either way, we get 51 days in there, because so we'll have to add an extra day in here to make it 51. And what we need 72 hours. And Moshe Rabbeinu added that day over there. Memeila, it's Takas Man Matan Tayoseinu. Really was given on Vav. And we also hold that it was 72 hours. And it was a Shabbos HaGadol. And everything is good. Is Memela, now we got shot in the line of Chazanish. That he said, the Ramban said that Behei B'Sivan Noyadu Lishmoy HaDvor Mipi Hashem. Where's the Ramban? This is the Ramban. Because according to Hashem's Tzivui, we were supposed to hear the words on Hey Sivan. That's what the Ramban really holds. Because since Hashem said it a day earlier, he said it on Gimel, and Hashem said, V'hoyu nechoyinim layoyim ha-shlishi. That's mamish, how the Gemara explains it. So Hashem said, on the third day, I'm going to say it, which is Gimel, Dalet, Hey. And then Moshe Rabbeinu switched it. He pushed it off a day, and he ended up with Vav. So this Ramban, where the Ramban made it a day earlier with Vayagad Vayoshev, he made it a day earlier, that Ramban is this Ramban that he's saying, B'Shem Ramban, that really was supposed to be Hey Sivan. So it comes out, according to the Ramban, the Poshim Shalom the Chumash, the Torah was supposed to be given Hey Sivan, which is Friday. And Lamaise, Moshe Rabbeinu pushed it off to Shabbos. That's what it comes out to me. Now, I had this cheshbon, nothing to do with the Chazanish. But when I saw the Chazanish, I thought maybe that's what he's saying. I can't tell you for sure, but he doesn't explain himself more. And I just want to mention now that Aga, this is an unknown, not too much known, Shita, the Mechilta brings a Tana that for real Hashem gave the Torah on Friday. Just time, he holds that Vav Sivan was a Friday. There is, so to say that Hashem planned to do it on Friday is not a earth-shattering. Vav Sivan, he just holds that it was Friday. He holds it was Friday, which is really Rabbi Yossi's calendar. Because Rabbi Yose says it was Zayin Sivan was Shabbos. So the Mechilta says, no, it was Vav Sivan Friday. Hashem gave the Torah on Friday. That's what, there's such a mandomer in the Mechilta. Okay, now I want to say something for real, for sure you're going to like this.
I'm not good with the math.
Yeah.
So according to the Chazanish book.
Yes.
Assuming that's what
we're going
with. It means what Rabbi said.
Okay.
So, it's not Vav and Zion, it's Hay and Vav.
Hay and Vav, right. Meaning, right, exactly. The real Torah was given on Vav.
Right.
That's the halacha, like the Chachamim, Zman, and the Chiddush part is that Moshe was Moshe a day for that. If you read the Gemara, it sounds like he wasn't Moshe a day for that. And so my Chiddush is, that's true, but the Gemara is not saying how we hold, the Gemara is going Rabbanan according to the Shita that you don't need 72 hours. But we make a mixture. Yeah, we paskin Vav, and we still say 72 hours. So that means that we hold Vav, and it was Hoysif Midaita. So it was really supposed to be Hey. And then things work out.
So Zion is not...
We don't hold Zion. What?
I mean, we just do it. Just do it because you have to change the Shalgalius, and that's it. I mean, the only Zion we have.
That is true. Going to Israel, you'll see that it's true. They only have Vav, yeah. So that's really, Right, that's what I'm saying. Here I just want to say something about the Ramban. The Ramban is saying, and Das Keni, both of them. They're saying that, what does it mean, Vayoshev Moshe es Divrei Omer Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he came with their words, and then Hashem spoke first, and then afterwards, he said, something's like, you don't need to, every single time, you don't say he was good. Of course he came with the words. I mean, you don't have to have a pasuk that he came with the words. When he said it, he said it. Obviously, especially from Das Kanim, you see clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to say it. That's what it's trying to say. He came with their words, but Hashem didn't let him say it. And then, first Hashem said his thing, then he said it. Vosteida. So I'll give you a theory. Yeah, a pshat. The Maharal. I'll feed the Maharal. Maharal says, he brings the kasha, Tysus' kasha, kofalim harkigigis, they forced them. Frak Tysus, why do you need to force them? They were masking, right? They said, nasa v'nishma. Zok the Maharal, avada, they were masking. But Hashem could not let it go that the whole Torah is tali, nisht is nisht. Because it takes away the whole milas haTorah. He says, the Torah is a davar that's muchrach, that the world can't live without. You don't have a choice. So memela Hashem had to meidia the yidin beferish, that it's very nice that you want to do it, but you should know, if not, I would force you anyway. Because you have to be meidia the mila of the Torah. And then he writes, he says, avada, you need them to agree, because lemaisa, they're accepting it. But at the same time, they also have to know that they have to agree. Because there's no other way. So Memela, in spite of the fact that they were masking, Hashem was kafa anyways, to show them how important. He says that's the things that are the most choshev, those are the things that have to be. That there's no two ways about it. So that's his answer. So maybe that's the same going on over here. That Hashem said on the first day, Grata, you see, Hashem didn't say, do you want the Torah? At least that's not, maybe in the Midrash, we have that. In the Chumash, it doesn't say, Hashem said, go ask them if they want the Torah. It says, Avahaya, if you'll listen, you'll be my segula. I mean, okay, they still said if. He didn't say, and then they said, we want to do it. So Moshe Rabbeinu came back, and he wanted to say, okay, it's a deal, we want to do it. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, first, I'm telling you, I'm giving you the Torah. To the same thing again. Not like the pshat is, okay, if you'll agree, okay, now we can go right to stage two, and we could start really doing it. No, the Rebbeinu Shalom told him, before you say anything, I'm giving you the Torah. Now, okay, you also have to say that you agree, like the Maharal said, Lamaisi, you have to agree, you have to accept it. But he that's the pshat, why first the Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to say it, but the Rebbeinu Shalom wouldn't let him say it. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, whatever, this is how it's going. Okay, an idea. Okay, that's the end of the first line, one line of Chazon Ish. Then, the next line, he brings down the Ramban from the end of Yisrael. So, he writes it also very bekitzer, but I'd like to say over the Ramban, because it's a beautiful thing for the Ramban. He goes on the Psukim in the Torah after the Maaseres HaDibrois. It says, V'chol ha'om roim es ha'koylois ves ha'lapidim ves ha'hor oshen v'ayar ha'om v'ayanu v'ayamdu me'rochik v'ayoymru al Moshe daber ato imonu v'nishmo v'al yedaber elikim imonu penom. So the Chazon Ish, the Ramban, says, roiv meforshim, or das ha'meforshim, is that these psukim are makbil, like they're the same thing as you have in V'eschanan, that over there also it says, Vatikru ve'elai, Rosh Yechem, Zikneichem, Vatoimru, that im yoisvim anachnu lishmoyas kol Hashem oid v'mosnu, ki mikol bosar asher shoma kol kim chayim edaber, right, karavatou shema, ve'at edaber elenu. So it's just the same thing in different words, but it's the same story. The Rabban, I hold, it is not the same story. In Yisroi, it's talking about before the Aseret HaDibros, and they did it again in Vaschanan after the Aseret HaDibros. And he's Masber like this. He says, even though these psukim in the order is after the Aseret HaDibros, it really was before. And he says, why is it here? So he says, the way the Torah wrote out the order is, first it says all the things that Hashem wanted to say. So Hashem said, Atamtiyu, and then Hashem said, Hinnibo, and then the Hagbol and the Prisha, and then Hashem gave the Aseret HaDibros. Now it's done, everything what Hashem did. Now it starts over. Now I want to tell you what the Yidden were saying. So what was happening? So he says, what am I basing myself on? How do I know L'chair? Why shouldn't I say it's the same story, just with different words? So he says he has four diyukim in the psukim that it wasn't the same story. Number one, because in Yisroi, the Yidden said, the al yedaber imanu l'kim. In Vaeschanan, it says, im yosfim anachnu lishmaya oid. If we're going to hear any more of a masnu. So why didn't they say oid over here? The teretz is because they didn't hear anything yet. They were too scared. They got scared. They didn't want to hear it in the first place. All you don't really keep. Let Hashem talk to you. He's going to say what. You'll see why in a minute. The second thing, in Voeschanan, after they said it, Hashem said back, Heitivu kol asher dibeiru. They say in good. In Yisrael, it doesn't say Hashem said they're saying good. That's the diuk number two. Diuk number three, in Yisroi it says, V'chol ha'om roim es ha'koyles ves ha'lapidim. They were scared from the thunder and the lapidim and the ha'roshim. In Vaeschanan, they said, Kimi kol bosar asher shoma koyla likim chayim. That they're scared of the dibur ha'shchina. But they didn't say a word about the dibur ha'shchina in Yisroi. And then the fourth diuk is, why in Yisroi, after Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't worry, al tiro, it's just love al yiros yosar al pneichem, it says, u'moshe nigash el ho'arofel. Why doesn't it say, b'soicha anan, like in Mishpatim, it says he went into the anan. So now, in order to answer all the diukim, he says, I'll be masber the whole thing. He says, if you look in the Chumash, Taka looked in the Chumash, and he says, what happened? Vayhi Bayoim ha shlishi biyois ha boiker. Vayhi koilois uvrokim v'onan kovid ala har. V'kol shoifer chazak moi. Vayechrad kol ha'om asher b'machne. When they woke up in the morning, there was already a big coil. The Shechina didn't even come yet. There was just a big coil, and there was koilois and brokim and onan and everything, and they were still in the machne. And they were already shaking. They were shaking. And they were scared. They didn't want to go already. It was too scary. So it says, Vayoitze Moshe Esom. He had to mechazik them. He had to get them to go. They were too scared to leave the machne. He had to mechazik them. Just come. It's, you know, it was a pachad. So finally they got there. Then when they finally got there, it says, Vehar Sinai Oshan kuloi, mipnei asher yored Hashem alav ba'esh. Because when they finally got there, the Eibishter came. And when the Eibishter came, there was started getting fire on the mountain. Because Hashem came down in fire. In the beginning, there was just koilois and brokim in the beginning. But there was no esh yet, because the Shechina didn't yet come. And he actually, I think he tells too, I wrote down exactly. He says, what was the Indian that in the morning it was already the Kailas and the Brokim? It's the Psukim, like not so many Psukim before the Aseret HaDibros. You see there it says, I already looked at it a lot of times. You can look if you want. It says there, Vahi Bayim Ashlishi Biyoisa Boiker. Vahi Koilos Ubrokim Ba'onan Kovid Alahar. That was, they were still in the Machne. They were just waking up. Zok there, it's like you have in Navi, I grabbed that, my Chavrusu by Eliyahu Navi. It says over there, he brings the Pasuk. Veruach Gedoyla V'chozak Meforik Horim umishaber sloim lifnei Hashem. Loi baruach Hashem. Right? This is Elio was waiting for Hashem. It was actually also at Har Sinai. Hashem told him to go to Har Sinai. And he was waiting for Hashem, and this huge ruach came, and it was mefarik harim and everything. But Hashem wasn't in the ruach. Right? And then, and so on. So you see that when Hashem is about to come, there's a huge tumult beforehand. So Mamela, when they woke up in the morning already, there was a kol shofar and a koilis and a brokim and all this, and they were so scared. It says in the pasuk, "Vayechrad kolam," they were trembling in the machne, and he says it means they were too scared to go. So then it says the next pasuk, "Vayoytze Moshe asam." He had to like machazik them to get them to go out. So then after that, it says a little more in the pasuk, and they finally showed up, and then it says. The Har Sinai Oshan Kuloi Mipnei Asher Yored Alav Hashem Baish. Then Hashem Shechina actually came down and was fire and smoke in this. And then it says Vayhiyah Kol HaShofar Hoylech V'Chozik Moed. It was getting louder and louder, and they were mamish ois mensch. They couldn't. They were. And then it says there Vayechrad Hahor Moed. It says in the Chumash there in that pasuk V'Har Sinai Oshan Kuloi Mipnei Asher Yored Hashem Alav Baish. Then it says Vayechrad Ahor Moed. What does it mean? The mountain started shaking. Mountain started. He says it was either like an earthquake or maybe a little worse.
Like a volcano. Maybe
a volcano. I didn't know. He says it's called Zalzela. I didn't know what. I didn't have a.
Like a volcano.
Okay, something like that.
An earthquake with it.
And he says when it says in Navi, when it says in Halal, Ahorim Rokdu Chayelim. He says, don't think that's a mushel. They were jumping around like alien because it's right next to Hayom Rav Ayonis, and that was no mushel. The Yom was Rav Ayonis. So the mountain was shaking. And he said, when that happened, he says, that is what it means at the end of the parasha. It says, V'chol ha'om roim es ha'koyles ves ha'lapidim ves ha'roshim. So that means it's already smoking. That means that it's already when they're standing there, right? And then Vayar Ha'om Vayonu, this is already after the Aseret Hadibros, right? It says V'chol Ha'om Roim Es Hakolos Es Halapidim V'Esahar Oshen Vayar Ha'om Vayonu Vayam Demirochik. There was like a boundary, like it says Hagbel. They started running the other way. They didn't want to stay near that boundary. Vayar Ha'om Vayonu Vayam Demirochik. They went far back from the boundary, and they told Moshe Rabbeinu Daber Atoy Imanu. You do it. We're going to die. We're already almost. We almost can't. You know. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Al tiro." He had to machazik them again. Don't be scared. It's good for you, right? And Hashem wants you to have your shemayim in that. And then it says, "Vayamdu ha'om meirochik." They still bechol zois like they're about. After all the chizik talks, they couldn't make it back up to the boundary line. They stood back there. They were too scared to move closer. And he says, and that's why it says, "Umoisha nigash el ha'arafel," because when the Torah was given, he was anoichi oimid bein Hashem ubeinechem boisahi. He was the middleman, because he was still saying over the dibros to them. During Matan Torah, he couldn't be in the Arafah. That's for the 40 days when he's learning with Hashem. But during Aseret Hadibros, they had to see him. He was like, so that's why it says Moshe Nigash El Ha'arafah. But he wasn't in the Arafah. So he says, now, so with that, I was Miyashiv all four kashas. The first kasha was that, why did it say Al Yadaber? Why didn't it say Al Yadaber Oy? Teretz is, because here, Hashem didn't say one word yet. They said, we don't want Hashem to speak to us. Then the second one, why over here Hashem didn't say, hey, tiba shagdibeyu, because it wasn't good. It wasn't good what they were saying here. They need to hear it. But over there in Voschanan, after the Torah was given already, now they thought Hashem's going to keep on telling them the whole Torah. And they said, we can't hear anymore. If Hashem's going to tell us more, we're going to die. So Hashem, good gazak, because I wasn't planning on saying the rest to you. I was going to tell the rest to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that was good gazak, that one. Then he says, in the third kasha, why did it say in Yisro they were only scared of the Kralis and the Lapidim? Why not for the koil? Because they didn't hear any koil yet. They were just scared of the koils and the lapidim. But in Vaischanan, they taka were scared from the koil Hashem because they heard it. And then the fourth one we already said. Why it said Elo Rafael Zok the Ramban? Because before the Torah was before Aser Sedibris, he couldn't go in yet. Okay, this is the Ramban's explanation on the whole what happened. So you see, it was a huge pachad, mamish. That's how Hashem wanted. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem wanted to be like that.
How about the end of the Sevra?
Yeah, he does.
Yes, so I just want. There's a big machlokes between, I don't know which mitzvah, whether the Mishkan was on account of the Avayna Egel or the Mishkan would have been given anyway. I don't know which way the Ramban comes out.
The Ramban, I think, is for the Avayna Egel.
What? It is because of Avayna Egel, Ramban? Because it, according to the Ramban, when it says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Kai Somer el Bnei Yisrael,"
yeah,
that is before Matan Torah or after.
He says that was after.
So see, he's splitting it up. So after.
True. Vayomer Hashem is back again to after Matan Torah. As soon as it says the words Vayomer Hashem. Just those psukim, that little part in the middle, that was really from before.
Right.
And then once you're already at it, the Ramban says, then Vayoyimer Hashem al Moshe, that was after Matan Torah on Vav Sivan. Hashem said, tell the Yidden this. And that goes all the way from the end of Yisro through the whole Mishpatim till where it says in Mishpatim at the end of the whole Parsha, Va'el Moshe Amar Alei Al Hashem, all of that he told him on Vav Sivan, and he told him, tell them that right now. And then Moshe Rabbeinu went and said, from the end of Yisroi till Mishpatim, he told it to them after Aseres HaDibrois. And then when it says in Mishpatim, he took the Sefer HaBris, Vayikra Lifneim, it means he wrote that. He wrote from Yisro through Mishpatim, and he wrote it down. And then it says over there, that they said again Asav Nishma, and then it says Vayashkin Baboiker on 7th Zion Sivan, he woke up in the morning early, Vayivan Mizbeach, he made a Mizbeach, and they brought Oilos and Shlamin, and then, as it says, he went up for 40 days.
So that Bris, the Bris that they became, Mamish Yidden, was after
the Torah. Yeah, according to the Ramban, the Bris, which the Torah calls it a bris.
Right.
That was after the Torah. That was a day Yisrochag. It was Zion Sivan they made the bris.
Oh, that's what Zion
Sivan. Now you find Zion Sivan is something important. Yeah, that's a good point. According to the Ramban. Which the Netziv says as like a Shaila, he says like, yeah, so nerds, they made the bris after they got the Torah. Hold that for like a horror. Like, it's strange. You would have thought they did it before, but okay, because the Ramban, they made it after. The bris was after the Torah, a day later.
So the Geirus,
so that the Gemara calls that Geirus, right. So in other words, they were like half Geirim at Mount Torah, right. According to, they didn't finish. They had the Mila they had, because the Mila, the Gemara says they already had from before. But the Tevila, the Gemara darshins was with the Hartzah's Domim, could be it was after. Yeah, so Chiddush, Gadol. According to the Ramban. Now, I didn't work on trying to see anything more, but that's what should come out. That's the horror of the Netziv on the Ramban that I saw.
They were taught Torah before they were full-fledged.
It should come out. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now I only have time to say that was the second line of the Chazon Ish. Now I could get a little bit of the third line. That third line is that the first two Dibrois Hashem said and we heard them. So that he also brings from the Ramban. And the Ramban writes that he's coming to argue with the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Moir Nevuchim is Medaik. I didn't look it up in the Moir Nevuchim, just saying it over from the Ramban. He brings him. That the Rambam brings the Unkelus. That when it says in Unkelus, Va'al Yedaber Imanu Elikim, the Unkelus says, Al Yismalil Imanu Elikim. And Rambam fact all over Unkelus, it always says Yimalo, not Yismalo. So why did the Unkelus write Yismalo? So the teretz is, because yimal means like to talk to. Yismal means like sort of talk to zich. The pshat is, Dr. Rambam, there's no way that the Yidden heard the Anoich v'loyerich. Because if you're not Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't be a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. So they heard something, I didn't get klar from the Ramban exactly, like they didn't, it wasn't like a klar and nevuah at all. So therefore it's Yismal, their bunch of them will talk, and even if we hear like something, that's already can make us die. And the Ramban argues on that, and the Ramban says, no, they did hear it. Maybe it was Mamish Mesha Benes Madrega, but they heard it Mamish Klor. They did hear it. And don't bring a kasha from Yismalo, and he explains the whole thing, why the uncle has changed, for a different reason. So this is a Yesodis Dika Machloikis, and I saw in the Tshuva Sarashba that he goes on this, and he says that the Rambam says, it's not Shaykh. If you're not roy to be Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't just hear Hashem. So the Rashba says, "Hayipolim Hashem Dover." You're right. Shouldn't be able to be, but if Hashem wanted to be, it was. And the Rambam Kanir holds. Yeah, I hear. Yeah, who am I going to say anything? What am I supposed to say? But there is such a machlekes. So all I just wanted to add in is that there's a Rambam l'shitase, because it says in the Rambam that when the Yidin saw Moshe Rabbeinu hit the stick by Mei Meriva, it was a big chil Hashem, like it says in the pasuk, because those people in that generation, the smallest of them was on the Madriga of Yechezkel HaNavi. So Memela, every single thing Moshe Rabbeinu did made a huge difference in their everything. Where did the Rambam pick up that the smallest person was bigger? Rasa Shivcha Ayam was more than Yechezkel Ben Uzi saw. So this is a makor. Hashem showed them on the Yom, even the Shivcha, more than Yechezkel. That doesn't mean that they were greater than Yechezkel. That they stay that way. Right. The Teretz is the Rambam Lishitase. The Rambam says there's no such thing that Hashem gave you a nevuah, like he slept you up. He holds you can't do that. You could get what you could get. So if it says that you saw it, that means they were holding. Yeah. Okay. Just to say. Okay. Yeah. That's true. And yeah, let's read Eretz Yisrael, and we have a Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't know if everyone, it just says there were shifchas there, so some people must have had shifchas, could be that's where they were from.
How you doing?